Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. So I begin this morning with a question for all of our retirees. Did you pick up any new hobbies when you retired from your job? Most people I know say that they're busier in retirement than they were in their working years. So taking up a new hobby might be difficult in that case. So let me ask our non-retirees, what hobby do you hope to adopt in your retirement years? I ask this because I was inspired by reading about a retired Canadian man named Young S. New. New picked up an interesting new hobby when he retired. His new hobby was picking up spare change off the streets of his home city, Montreal, Canada. New's father was a frugal man who had raised New with the mantra, respect the penny, respect the penny, the tiniest, least valuable monetary unit in our society. Yet young New's father knew that if you save enough pennies, you would make a dollar. And if you save enough dollars, you make $100. And if you save enough hundreds, well, you get the picture. Don't overlook the value of little things, because little things can add up to big things someday. So after he retired, New began walking through his neighborhood each day, collecting the spare change he found on the ground. He then donated all the money he found to a charity. New's neighbors noticed this hobby, and they joined in. Soon, New created a coin collector's club for Canadians who wanted to collect change for charities. No one has kept records on how much money the coin collectors in Montreal, Canada have collected over the years, but they've been going strong, so they've probably donated a substantial amount. One man decides to collect discarded coins to give to a charity. His neighbors, inspired by his example, join in. Who will be inspired next? What good will they contribute to the world? Maybe it will be someone in this congregation. Maybe this morning. We need people like that, people who make a positive impact on our world. I want you to remember this man and his simple philosophy, his simple act of collecting loose change as you consider our Bible scripture this morning. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all the garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." According to biblical commentator William Barclay, mustard was not a garden plant. Mustard plants in Palestine grew in the wild. Even though the mustard seed is the tiniest of all seeds, the mustard plant can grow to be 8 to 12 feet high. Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. He called it the tiniest seed on earth, but when it grows up, it is taller than any of the other plants in the garden, with branches so large that, in fact, birds do nest in its branches. Now, my mom used to say when I was little, that I was always the smallest in my class, that great things come in small packages. So let me point out that I've been familiar with this philosophy for quite a long time. Small actions can lead to major accomplishments, like the Almighty God of creation working through ordinary people in ordinary circumstances, like the eternal God creating opportunities for good right here and good right now. We're so busy looking for the big calling, the big vision, the big miracle, the big ministry that God has for us, that I wonder if we overlook the little opportunities that are all around us. If we overlook the little good works we can do, the little kindness or encouragement or hope we can offer, if we overlook the little ways we can shine God's light in the world, then we will not be prepared for those big opportunities that God has planned for us when they do finally arrive. The gospel itself is a rather unique celebration of the seemingly small and insignificant. Bethlehem was a small town. Nazareth was too. Calvary was just a tiny spot on the globe. There was nothing particularly significant about the profession of a carpenter or a fisherman or a tax collector. Yet these are the people who became Jesus' disciples, his followers. These are the people who created the early church and wrote the testimonies in the Bible. These very people changed the world. The tiny mustard seed planted 2,000 years ago by Jesus and his disciples must have shown little promise when it was planted. Life is like that, isn't it? Look to the little things, the little opportunities, and the circumstances where you can share God's love and truth and compassion each day. That's mustard seed faith. First of all, it says that small actions can lead to major accomplishment. But there is another essential element to mustard seed faith. God's power and presence makes the ultimate difference in our success. He, God, is the critical factor in mustard seed living. We're not alone. Life can be lived in more than one dimension. When Jesus talked about the kingdom of God being like a tiny mustard seed, he wasn't talking about the wonderful abilities of us. Rather, he was describing the availability of God. It is not our abilities that establish the kingdom of God on earth. Rather, my friends, it is God's power working through our obedience. God's power working through our obedience establishes the kingdom of God on earth. This is God's world, and God is involved in it. A boy and an old man were sitting on a dock fishing one day. The boy was full of questions about why the fish act the way they do, and why the sky changes colors at sunset, and why do people do the things they do. And when the boy asked, "Does anybody ever see God?" the old man looked across the water, and then he smiled. He said, "Son, it's getting so I can hardly see anything else." We hear about the kingdom of God, and we think only of some distant reality yet to manifest itself. There is that kingdom, to be sure, but there's another kingdom. Jesus taught us so. He taught us that it's already here. If I may use the word guardedly, there is a supernatural kingdom that already surrounds us. It's like the treasure buried in a field. It is the pearl of great price. "Lo, it is in the midst of you," Jesus said. We are not alone in this world. Imagine what a difference that makes. Once you see that this is God's world and that God is working through ordinary people and ordinary circumstances, that God's love is greater than any kingdom or political system or threat this world could hold, it becomes hard to see anything else, my friends. God is at work everywhere around us. God's plan will succeed. But mustard seed faith results in action. God is waiting on us to take the next step of faith. Mustard seed faith. Amen.